They were liars by trade. They spoke the truth only among themselves. To everyone else, their wives, their children, the citizens they were sworn to protect, they hid behind a cloak of deception. When their respective doors were opened, which was usually the case, Gabriel and Avot could see one another across the foyer. They spoke early each morning by secure phone, lunched together, sometimes in the staff dining room, sometimes alone in Gabriel's office, and spent a few minutes of quiet time in the evening, accompanied by Gabriel's opera, which Avot, despite his sophisticated Viennese lineage, detested. Avot had no appreciation for music, and the visual arts bored him. Otherwise, he and Gabriel were in complete agreement on all matters, at least those that involved the office and the security of the State of Israel. Avot had fought for and won access to Gabriel's ear any time he wanted it, and he insisted on being present at all important gatherings of the senior staff. Usually he maintained a sphinx-like silence, with his thick arms folded across his wrestler's chest and an inscrutable expression on his face. But occasionally he would finish one of Gabriel's sentences for him, as if to make it clear to everyone in the room that, as the Americans were fond of saying, there was no daylight between them. They were like Boaz and Yachin, the twin pillars that stood at the entrance of the first temple of Jerusalem. And anyone who even thought about playing one against the other would pay a heavy price.